The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So welcome, and let's begin meditating together today. So coming into the sense of your body, sitting or lying down, standing, whatever posture you're in. Just letting go of any energy of arriving and settling in and connecting with others and just now feeling that sense of being here in the group and also in your body. If it's comfortable doing so, you can close your eyes. Just bring the attention inward. And it's often good at the beginning of a sit to just connect briefly with your posture. How it is that you're sitting. Because in a sense, the way that we have our body and our posture has an effect on the mind during the sit. So we connect in with where we're sitting, the body resting against some surface, cushion or a chair or bed or the floor. And just sensing those contact points where you're being supported. Allowing yourself to relax into those. Feeling the stability of where you're sitting. Having a stable base or groundedness. And then you can sense the uprightness or the straightness of the body when it's supported in that way. So if you're sitting, you may feel the way the spine rises up from the seat, almost as if suspended from above, or the way a sea plant rises off the sea floor, floating in the water. Just gently buoyed upward. Even if you're lying down, you can sense into the straightness of the spine that is easy when the body is well supported. And then allowing some softness in the rest of the body. Like in the plant, the fronds of the plant float in the water. The arms float. The head floats on the spine. We can soften any tenseness in the shoulders, in the belly. Softening any bracing in the legs. Even relaxing the thinking muscle in the mind. Not so much to stop any thinking, but simply to reduce its intensity. letting some of the softness and spaciousness of the body absorb some of that intensity of thinking. And then connecting in with the sensations of breathing, the gentle coming in and going out of the breath, just naturally, however it is right now, is fine. Being receptive to the sensations of the breath, as if opening the door to them when they arrive as a guest, and welcoming them in and out receptively. We may sense that the breath is a whole body experience. It doesn't only touch us in the nasal passages and the lungs, kind of anatomical breath, but it affects many things throughout the body. As we feel the gentle expansion of the body as the breath comes in, and then the softening and release as it goes out. As the breath energy distributes itself throughout the body, just seeing if you can sense the breath as a whole body experience. In whatever way it is for you right now. And now I will offer an image. So imagine that you are sitting under a tree on a warm and mild summer day. It's cool in the shade of the tree. And the grass where you're sitting is soft. And you're a little bit secluded, like maybe up on a small hill. And your eyes are a little open, and you're watching people working or playing harmoniously down below. Maybe they're working in the garden or Perhaps it's a group of children laughing as they play. And just in this simple scene, you feel a sense of well-being. There's kind of a completeness or a wholeness to this moment on this day. You can simultaneously feel your body resting under the tree, the warmth of your skin, the relaxation in your muscles. And you can see the harmonious activity going on below, which gives you a warm emotional feeling. And now you can gently let this image fade. Can let go of the effort of bringing it to mind, but just keep that feeling of well-being, letting it pervade the body and mind. And just keep resting with the breath. And if the mind gets busy or begins to drift away to something else, when you notice that, you might just call up again this sense of well-being, just inviting that back in a gentle way. If the emotions or sensations are very strong, we might just have the well-being as a partner with them along the side. Or maybe it's possible to gradually return again to that sense of unity and alignment. One teacher has called this experience of well-being an experience of being coherent between the mind and the body. Our system has somehow become coherent together when it's aligned like this. It can be very helpful in practice to find places within our system that do feel coherent, aligned, and be able to connect with those or even rest in those, even if there are other parts that are not so coherent. So we're aware of all of it, but we particularly know where there is this sense of well-being, and we can connect in with that. Seeing if you can stay with that, even in the face of other experiences happening too. When there's been a period in meditation when the mind is somewhat coherent, mind and body, it can be helpful to open and notice the experience of knowing. What is it like to be aware in this state of mind? What is it like to be aware of a state of well-being? Can you sense the quality of attention or knowing in this state? There may be a kind of brightness or warmth or openness and receptivity somehow in the mind. Nothing needs to be done with it, just to know the quality of that awakeness, sense it. And as we gently begin turning toward the rest of our day or evening, we may consider how we can bring this inner harmony to whatever degree it was experienced out into the world. This sense of well-being or unity or alignment or coherence, this quality that we've touched in ourselves to whatever degree, how might it manifest out in the world? Surely we will encounter what is not harmonious, what is not coherent. But is there a way that we can still touch that with a harmonious mind, to be in harmony with what is not harmonious? To have coherent understanding of what is not coherent. We may not immediately see how that affects the world. Well, in the moment, we may not have a change in the situation, but there is an effect. In the larger picture, all of our minds are interacting, and when there are some that are somewhat harmonious and caring, connected, it contributes to the whole, often in unseen ways. And all we need to do is make a contribution, is to remember to stay connected to that part in us that has the well-being and the coherence, to whatever degree we can. It all helps. So we wish well for ourselves and for those around us. For the whole world. And we wish also that others may discover this part of themselves that is in a state of well-being, that is collected, that is unified. May they too know such experiences. May they too contribute to the whole whenever possible for them. In this world so in need of peace and harmony and wholeness, may we do all we can to contribute to that.